Today, I would like to start with mentioning the places where places that joined us, or people from this place who joined us on this live stream, to thank every single one of you. I would like to start with from the Philippines, from Mindoro, Romblon, Cabanatuan, Cavite, Laguna, Batangas, Bicol, Aklan, Manila, Hingoog, Davao, Jensen, Bataan, and Ilocos Norte. From Europe, we have Spain, France, Scotland, Italy, Germany, Norway, England, and Estonia. From the United States, New York, Virginia, California, Florida, Texas, Connecticut, Ohio, Kansas, and Hawaii. And other countries in the world, Dubai, Australia, Africa, Qatar, Cuba. I want to thank you for joining us on this live stream. And we came together to pray for our protection and the protection of our loved ones. But God had something else in mind, and that is for us to pray for the world, for us to pray for others whom we don't even know. And God has blessed us, because truly in giving, we received. In today's reading, it speaks about Jesus. They were trying to take him by force to make him king. As you know, human history tells us that kingdoms come and go, and many have vied or struggled and fought to be king. In the same way, the Bible is full of similar stories. Absalom tried to take away the throne from his father David. Who doesn't want to be king? Simply think of all the honor from its subjects and the privileges that come with it. It is noteworthy that the reading yesterday ended with verse 15, and today's reading started with verse 15. I double-checked it, and I noticed it. So after the feeding of the multitude, Jesus perceived that they wanted to make him king by force. Jesus instead withdrew to a deserted place to pray. The reading continues with the disciples got tired of waiting for Jesus, hence they got into a boat and to cross the Sea of Capernaum. The sea was rough. They were struggling. Then Jesus appears. And when they were afraid, and Jesus tells them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Let those words sink into our hearts today to quell fear. Jesus is saying to us, "It is I, do not be afraid." The reading ends with Jesus telling the people on the other side, "You search for me, not because of the signs, but because you ate bread." Why were the Jews trying to make Jesus king? That is a question that I have asked myself several times since yesterday. They must have been thinking, if this man could turn water into wine, heal the sick, feed the multitude, then he would be an excellent candidate to be the mayor of our town, to be the governor of our region, to be a senator. Nope, not enough. Why don't we make him king? You know, as we look at the Gospels, Satan challenged Jesus to prove his identity at the Temptation Mountain and asked him, "If you are the Son of God." The Pharisees over and over and over unceasingly, untiringly challenged Jesus to produce a sign to prove who he was and his messiahship. To put things into perspective, let us look at the political climate in Palestine in Jesus' time. Palestine was administered by Rome, which produced antagonism and at that time, and at times, insurrection due to the presence of a foreign occupying power. At the same time, the situation called for the emergence of traditional expectation as it was promised in the Old Testament over and over again that the coming of the Messiah, that God will send, rather a Messiah. So in people's minds, the Messiah is the would-be deliverer who will expel the Romans from Palestine or Israel and restore David's royal line. In other words, they wanted to make Jesus their king, but they wanted to make Jesus their king on their terms. What they had in mind was a political Messiah. Well, God wanted a Messiah, or would send a Messiah, to liberate humanity from the power of sin and death. We find a similar story in the book of Exodus in chapter 32. God calls Moses to the mountain. And when the people became impatient, they turned to Aaron and said, "Aaron, make us a god." Their people demanded, the demand of the people did not quite make sense. They should have asked Aaron to appoint another leader if Moses was dead or something had happened to him. They should have asked Aaron, why don't you appoint another leader in the place of Moses? But instead, they said, why don't you make us a god? Isn't that interesting? That humans can imagine and think that they can make a god for themselves? Think about it. On Palm Sunday, which is around the corner, the people who shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna," as Jesus enters Jerusalem, later shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." On the cross, they mocked our Lord, twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand. And we'll bow the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world, while man's domain is of this world." Why did Jesus refuse to be made king? Why? Because Jesus need not to be made king. He is king, and he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. In other words, Jesus did not come for humanity to make him king. Jesus came to bring humanity into his kingdom where he is king. And let us remind ourselves, my brothers and sisters, where is the kingdom of God? Where is the kingdom of Jesus? Wherever Jesus is king, that is where his kingdom is. If it's in your heart, then that means his kingdom is in your heart.